Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So obviously, as you heard, we're sponsored by the UX Design Institute. My question is this: has anybody listening signed up for it yet?
Yeah, if you have, let us know, because we'd love to hear your experiences on it.
Yeah.
What you've learned and how easy it is, and what's the actual story with it from a user's point of view or from a student's point of view, or whatever you want to call yourself. You call yourself what you want to call yourself.
You do you, bae.
And let us know, because we'd love to hear your experiences of the UX Design Institute and how our sponsors are treating you, which I'm sure is very well.
So we have a podcast recommendation for this week.
Yeah, Pints of Malt. It's one here on the Headstuff Network as well. It's four Nigerian Irish lads.
Right.
And they have...
Are they Irish, Nigerian Irish?
Well, I think it's the same. Four Irish lads.
Right.
And it's given their take on what it's like to grow up here and what a life in Ireland looks like through a different lens. Because I suppose we all think we know what Ireland is exactly like. We know it through our own experiences growing up being Irish and then being no way different from each other, I suppose. So it's lads, four lads and their experience growing up Nigerian Irish and their experience of living here in Ireland. I guess seeing pop culture and everything the way, a different way we do.
What's it called?
Well, everybody knows, sees it different to me. I'm a cranky old fart.
True.
Pints of Malt is the name of the podcast.
Okay, it's Jibs here from Pints of Malt. So our podcast is basically group of Irish Nigerian lads who tell their stories growing up in Ireland as well as Nigeria, and we share our experiences with all of y'all. We also add a bit of comedy as well, you know, to get y'all laughing, get y'all through the week in these tough times that we are in. So y'all sit back and just, you know, enjoy the show.
As Jib said, we're the Pints of Malt podcast. You can find us on all streaming platforms including the Headstuff Network.
So this week's episode is sponsored by UX Design Institute. They offer unique university credit rated online courses in UX design. So if you're interested in changing careers or you want to take a 6 month to professional diploma and become a UX designer, even if you've no previous experience in design at all before now, these are the people to talk to.
What does a UX designer actually do?
Well, you see, this is the question, isn't it? UX design is about how it feels to use a product, a website or an app. So UX designers are people whose job it is to make software sort of simple, fun and easy to use. Essentially, if you use something and you like how it works, that is what UX design is.
So they spot kind of the small details that like make
things user friendly
and websites easy.
Make things user friendly, I suppose. You know, like some, remember back in the '80s, you would get a video player and it would take you three years to figure out how to use
it. Don't know how to use my microwave.
Of course not. It's got bad UX design.
Gotcha.
My one's very easy to use. It's got good UX design.
Okay, makes sense.
So it's like when you need to enter a phone number and account number on some apps on your phone and you have to switch the keyboard from the letters to the numbers and symbols and then tap the first number and switch it again and all that sort of crack. It's really, really annoying. Okay. UX design is about simplifying all of that.
Fair.
So there's other apps that automatically bring up the number pad on the keyboard and, you know, I've kind of pretty much explained that.
Okay.
So the UX designer's job is to spot small details that add up to making your experience simpler, apps easier to use, websites easier to use. So if that sounds like something you'd like to do, you don't need any design or coding experience. Remember that part, that's important. UXdesigninstitute.com/Dubland, and you can find out everything you need to know there, and it'll be explained even better than the way I just did it.
Peace.
Which I thought was marvellous.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're in for a treat because you're listening to the Dubland Podcast with Suzanne and PJ.
Shove your Dubland Podcast up your ear holes.
Oh, I have a present for you.
What have you got? Oh, you do! An orange twirl! Oh, unbelievable.
I don't know if you want to sanitise it.
Oh, no, I don't. I trust you. Jesus, are you doing nothing with your life as well as everybody else in the world?
Are you delighted?
Yes, look at that. I'm fucking
delighted.
I know,
delighted. It's only one, but...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's going straight in the fridge for later. I'm going to have the best. I love them.
Oh, it has to go chocolate.
Thank you very
much.
Go
in the fridge.
It has to go in the fridge.
Well, because you text me on Saturday night, which your text messages were brilliant.
Oh, because
you told me that was the end of the world.
It was.
And that you were having orange twirls and you had a little bit of whiskey and that you're eating sausage rolls.
Yeah.
And you thought there was better, there wasn't any better way to go?
I don't think there was.
Was that because the numbers were so high on Saturday?
Yeah, so I decided it's the end of the world, so I'm just going to go and get all fucked up. And then I remembered the whiskey. I actually said to someone, What fucking night it's in it, I'd love a bit of whiskey now. And they says, just remember that bottle of whiskey that was in your car? And I was there, oh my God, the one Suzanne gave me.
Remember that bottle of whiskey?
It's still just, in the car.
You know the whiskey you have in your car.
So I ran down.
You know the car whiskey.
The car whiskey, you know my car whiskey. The one that settles me nervous before I head off on a journey.
Here's a headline.
Yeah, yeah. That's obviously
comedian
not true.
Comedian BJ Gallagher.
Yeah, so I ran down and got the car whiskey.
Lovely.
And I drank
was
the entire
okay?
fucking lot of it. I drank all of it, whatever was in it. Still.
Well, see, because that was going to go. And then Joey was like, no, PJ might enjoy that.
I enjoyed it. It was great.
I don't know, because I don't know much about whiskey.
Fancy Jack. It was deadly. Yeah, I had a great time.
It was a Fancy Jack Daniels, which I don't know. Is that like even, what is that?
Who cares?
You dicky up a Jack Daniels. Is Jack Daniels not like the most?
No, I don't know. Who cares? It was grand. Nice. I had a very nice time.
Did you just drink it with just drink did you put coke in it?
No, I just drank it.
Right.
Yeah. No, I just drank it, yeah. Like an old cowboy watching the end of the world. Yeah.
Eating,
it was a disgrace.
Eating orange twirls.
Everybody
That's
knows.
A weird combo.
Orange chocolate. Although you and bourbon.
You could be pregnant because I'm mad about sausage rolls as well, but I don't know what your gig is.
What do you mean? Who isn't mad about sausage rolls?
Well, lots of people are averse to them.
Perverts. Like perverts. You know what I mean? There's some things that if people don't like them, there's something weird about it. It's like when you meet people say they don't like sandwiches, they don't like ice cream, add sausage rolls to the list. If you don't like those things, you're acting a maggot. You're pretending. You're letting on.
I'd super value do these little ones. Did you get a bag of those?
No,
did you get?
I got fancy ones. Artisan sausage rolls. I went up to Kennedy's food store.
Because you're so rich.
Well, I wouldn't say that now. Like, it added up to £6.
It's very rich. Buy a bag for £120 in Super Value. That's like 40 of them.
I know.
Dip them in a bit of egg, stick them in the oven.
No, these were fancy artisan ones,
see,
yeah.
Yeah, you're rich.
Only got two for £6, so it shows you. Yeah, big, long, they're big, wide
fellas.
Rest
of us in a pandemic washing our pennies. Meanwhile, here he is, two of them for €6. Way!
Yeah, washing it down with the fancy bourbon.
Yeah.
I tell you.
And orange chocolate.
And orange twirls. The fucking way to go. That's the way to go. That's the way to see the world out.
The numbers were shite hawkery. Do you know what? I'm cranky. Like, I'm gone cranky.
Yeah.
Not gone cranky, but I'm cranky.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just
talk
cranky. I'm just like, I'm so pissed off with people. I'm so fed up with this bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, so a couple of weeks ago, I know there was like a video doing the rounds of like South William Street, and it wasn't that bad. It was just like, it was busy or whatever. But then I was going into work on Saturday night, and it actually was really, really busy. But like, people are probably adhering to what they're doing. People are probably doing whatever they should. You know, I don't even know anymore.
Yeah.
But I got into work because I was in Today FM on Saturday night, and I was just like, oh, we're fucked now. And then the numbers came in and it was over 1,000. And And then I just see people doing stuff and I'm like, they're like, yeah, but we're social distancing. It's like, but you're not allowed, that's not the restriction. You're not allowed to do that. But they just do it anyway. And I'm just cranky with it all.
I know, I can see it. Yeah,
I was on the phone to my brother on the way in and he said something and I was like, I just don't have a lot of tolerance at the moment. He's like, and he wasn't even afraid to go, yeah, you don't say.
Yeah, no shit.
Because it's like, I'm due maybe in 8 weeks. It's probably now is not the time to go. Oh, you're overreacting.
I know, yeah, it wouldn't go down well, would it?
Like, little things pissed me off this week. Like, my DPD driver, so Phil, usual...
Phil! Oh. You were talking about Phil last week, yeah.
My best pal, Phil. I was telling him
Don't tell me he let you down.
No, he did not. He absolutely did not. I was telling him about Damo, the other one, right? So the DPD driver, Damo, who drives the van, had to deliver stuff that I needed for work. And he was in my driveway for 1:14, didn't go to my neighbour and didn't ring me. I drove by him on the fucking road, right? Because DPD texts you to tell you that your DPD delivery is on the way, except it's a game. Right?
How do you mean it's a game?
So they text you to tell you that the DPD man is coming between 11 and 12, except they text you 22 minutes past 11. So you're already on the fucking back foot, right? So I'm trying to get my shit in a bag to get down from Super Value. And sure, Damo's been in and out of my driveway, didn't knock into my neighbour, didn't do anything. So I told Phil about it the next day. Answered the door. I said, Phil, and I said, I'm in today. He said, I would have left it in the usual place. I said, I appreciate it. I said, Phil, Damo delivered yesterday. I said, and he goes, there, some of them are fucking idiots. I said, they are.
They are, yeah, Phil.
They are, Phil.
I appreciate it.
But Phil's a taxi man.
As well.
Yes, but like, obviously, he's like, sure, there's no work going around. So he's delivering now to try and make the few bob. You know, he's getting out there.
That's why he has the human touch.
Ah,
that's why the fucking Damos of the world are letting everyone down. They don't have the human touch.
Yeah, so then Damo.
Shoving things in bushes and under bins and fucking off.
Fucking shove it in a bush, Damo. It would work. So then I had to wait, right? So then again, I got like my 20-minute warning and Damo arrived, right? So I'm clearly fucking pregnant, right? And he stands there and he puts a box on my step. And then puts another box on the step and then just gets into his van. I'm just standing there looking at him going,
that's something I do now.
He didn't even go, you know? Do you want me to put it on? I'm just...
I don't understand now. So he just hasn't been around pregnant women enough. He hasn't been around them.
A fucking idiot. I actually called him a prick and closed the door.
You did not.
No, he didn't hear me. Oh, yeah. Because I smiled because I'm passive aggressive. I smiled.
Yeah,
thanks, Damo. I didn't even give out to him. I was giving out about him on Instagram.
I did, yeah.
And smiled
and to
his face.
And then went into Joey
like
and gave out to him.
Sociopath.
That fucking dickhead. That fucking
dickhead. I was on WhatsApp to my girls going, fucking Damo, dickhead. So she's living in the boxes, didn't even pick them up. I was like, I fucking Phil knocks on the door with a smile and but in leaves it usual. And then the other day I wasn't there and he went, usual place with a smiley face. That's what you get from Phil. Oh, and then DPD purposely pissed you off, right? So then I had to try and reschedule because I missed the delivery. So he was in my driveway for 1 minute, 14 seconds. I was on the phone trying to speak to a fucking person for 35 minutes and ended up not speaking to them. So then I had to send a tweet, which I hate doing, going, hey, at DPD, is there any chance somebody, fuck, dickheads. So they were like, follow us for a DM, tell us what, give us your delivery details. So I sent them the delivery details and they're so nice.
Yeah.
Because they deal with this shit all day long.
All the time, yeah.
So sorry. It's so inconvenient. I know. Super frustrating. I'm like, fight back with me.
I love those. I love people who are just resigned to it. Because that's what you need a lot of the time.
I used to be like that in Ryanair.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never scrap with people.
Shite, innit? Because people, you agree with them. Just,
people are like,
shit.
It's a fucking, I'm like, I know. Okay, well, will I book you on the next flight? And smile at them. They'd be like, fuck you. I'm like, I, doll, yeah. Do you want to go? Do you want to go to Stansted on the 9:15 or not?
Yeah. Or do you want to stay here? Do you want to just stay here? What do you want to do?
It's going to cost you £50. So what do you want to do? You decide. Never flying with this airline again. Go down and check the prices with Aer Lingus. They'd go down to Aer Lingus and then they come back and give you the £50.
Yeah, of course they do.
So yes, like, I'm trying to have a fight with the DPD person on Twitter and they wouldn't fight, but they were actually really nice. And I ended up my second message going, I'm not having a go at you. I know you're enjoying.
Yeah, that always happens. Yeah, that always happens at the end of the call. I'm so sorry.
You're a shite bag.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah, everything is making me cranky and I'm agitated. And
because everybody's world is fucking shrinking as well, though. That's the thing, right?
Yeah. Like if I cut my contacts, I have to get my kids to leave the house.
I know. And so everybody's world is tiny. So then when something that would have been a minor inconvenience like a year ago happens, it's now the biggest thing in the world because your whole fucking world is reduced to a cul-de-sac. Yeah. Like your whole fucking world. Is not even your cul-de-sac.
I think
it's the fucking four walls of your gaff and
your backyard
and the inside of the car and the garden and that's it. So small things really start to get right up your hole. Now I start to understand the old bin fucker. The old lad who used to get all upset because someone fucking moved me bins. Why is that person parking there? They have a perfectly better parking place over there. You know these people? Because their world has shrunk so much that they get upset over the small. They forget that there's a whole planet beyond their... little bubble, and then you start to just think that the only thing that matters is the fucking bins and the parking spaces and the fucking Damo leaving the fucking box on the step.
Damo,
you fucking Aegis.
It took up three of my days last year.
All of this shit, and it drives you mental. It drives you fucking mental. It really does.
And I told everyone about
I'm gonna watch TV. You turn on TV, 1,050 more cases. You're like, ah, fuck off. The world is just pressing.
Meanwhile, people are sending you pictures from like somewhere down the country. I'm like, you're not supposed to be leaving Dublin, you fucking dipshits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get pissed off with the, all that sort of shite.
And that's it. I'm like...
Well, I'm going to you know, friends saying I'm heading across the Galway now. You know yourself, you'd have to. You don't fucking have to. You literally don't have to. You literally don't have to spend any money at all. You can just go and like, just try and behave for a little while, please.
It's so funny. After the anxiety then of like Tony Houlihan coming back and then the fight with Leo, everyone had kind of slightly started to level back out again. And then they decided, no, they're getting complacent. Let's tell them we're going to close the schools for 2 weeks.
Yeah. That's scared the shite out of every parent.
I just went, you absolute pricks. I just don't sleep anymore. Anyway, I sleep like a vampire sitting up because I can't lie down, but that's a whole other nerve issue. But anyway, and then it's now you're going to tell me that my son is going to be at home with me for 2 weeks and that they're going to close the schools. Now, Firstly, the last time they told us that the school were closing for 2 weeks, they closed them for 6 months. So they lied out straight. I wanted if that school closes, I want it in writing.
I don't think it was a lie.
I want it in writing that on the 6th of November, he will be going back to school. All right? Because if not, I'm leaving him there. Okay? End of story. Because I think the crashes seem to be rolling on. It's like, we watch, it's so funny, me and Joey, I was obsessed with Big School. Did you watch?
No,
you
get I never
to,
got to
go
see
back
it, no.
and watch it on the Virgin Media. But
I
actually,
never did.
It'll make you feel happy.
I'm only watching things from the past now. I'm literally, like, shit, like, I've been watching The American Office all over again. You know what I mean?
Don't think I ever watched that, but it's good.
It's so, it's the greatest TV ever made. And it's just so, it's so lighthearted by comparison.
Yeah,
to
you see, you need like, well, that's
world.
It. So we'll watch Big School because it will make you feel happy. So we watched it and there's this, they're closing. Schools are closing because of coronavirus, right? And it's like, boys and girls, the school's going to close for 2 weeks. And Joey and I both looked at each other and went, imagine how fucking naive we were that in last March that we went, oh, there's a fucking global pandemic, right? Yeah. Sweeping the globe, killing hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. But we're going to get it sorted in 2 weeks.
We'll
the kids
grand.
Are going to be back.
A couple of weeks would be grand, yeah. I know.
I was like, go up to Smith's, buy them a trampoline, get a couple of toys. Come on, I'll be crafting, you know. There's a fucking standoff with Crayolas in my house 3 weeks in. No Hannah, no Sheen.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Well, Sheen cut his own hair.
Huh?
Well, Sheen cut his own hair.
We all did that at some
picked
stage.
His scissors up and came downstairs with like literally like a tooth cut out of his fringe. And I went, did you do that? And he went, no. And like, he was so adamant. I just stood there going, you're lying, but I don't have the fucking patience for it. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, no. And it's even now, because when he goes to get his hair cut, Denise, who cuts his hair, is like, she goes like, I still don't even know what to do with that. We're still trying to grow it out. So what I'm saying is that we'd already got over the anxiety of telling us that we were going into level 5, and then they decided to drop a bomb with that peanut head Donnelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't believe I share a family name with him. People are like, you're related to him. I'm like, fuck, I'm not. So I am. I'd be asked him to leave the family. Trampolines.
No one's ever going to forget trampolines. That was it. That was the beginning of his downfall right there. The trampoline bomb.
And also that he's a shit minister for health.
Well, yeah, I
see,
think,
I'm cranky.
You're cranky. You're very good. You're in a very bad
really
mood. You're in a bad mood. Yeah. You're in a bad mood.
I'll be better. But the good side is delivery is back. Food delivery is back, and food makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah. McDonald's and all that sort of crack.
Haven't had McDonald's now, but I've had Elephant Castle are delivering.
I was going to get McDonald's today, and now I can't.
Why?
Because I don't have my car. Because of what happened, I was talking to you yesterday. Because I was.
Did you give a lay in your car?
Yes. So I was involved in a car crash yesterday. And when
were
I say
you in the car as well?
No, when I say I was involved, I had to witness it. So I was
Is she okay? I know Joey spoke to her this morning.
Yeah, they were on to you. Yeah, yeah. So I've been on to you a lot looking for help this week.
That's okay.
Whiskey, mechanicin, all of that, everything. You know what I mean? I've been on to you a lot. I've been on, bothering you this
you
week.
Don't
bother
me at all.
I've been bothering you so
I don't mind chatting to
That's
you.
Why you're cranky.
You're fucking lucky because other people just don't answer anymore. I've muted that many WhatsApp groups.
Oh, yeah, just leave WhatsApp. It's shite. It's the worst.
I like talking to my girls. I actually like my mates because they understand me.
Oh, yes. You don't like anybody.
Yeah.
But it's
so
easy.
Poor Elaine was in an RTA.
Yeah. Went up to walk the dogs yesterday in the park.
Right.
Well, one dog.
Right.
And the other one's too mental. So I went up to walk.
Estella mental.
Estella's mental.
Do you not bring
mental.
Her around now?
Oh, no, we do. Just walk them separately because they're too mental.
They can't get along.
They do. But they get along too well.
It's like Gushin and Hannah.
Yeah, they drive each other mad. Separately, they have a perfectly nice time. Yeah. Put the two of them together and they have a perfectly fucking mental time that nobody enjoys. So, you know, do your own thing.
Yeah.
So it was Wendy's turn, right? Wendy's turn. Estella hadn't run out yet.
Okay.
So Wendy was in the car. And I said goodbye to Elaine, got into my car and pulled out.
Yeah.
And then she pulled out and got fucking hit by another car. And that bounced her into a third car. And holy shit, you want to see? Oh, I'll tell you something. Thank God it wasn't me. I was in the front car. Look at
empathy oozes as always.
No, it was so frightening because I just saw, you know, the in the rearview mirror. And then I was on the main road in Clontarf, so I can't pull in.
No,
so I had
nowhere
to
go.
Drive away and just leave her there until I could find a place to park and then run back.
Oh, Jesus.
He was not driving back because obviously when that happened,
traffic,
we blocked the road.
Yeah, of course.
So I had to run. So I was like sprinting back up the road
like
and
a
everything.
Hero.
Oh, yeah. How are you? Are you all right? Yes. Okay then.
And then job's done.
You know what I mean? I've done all I can.
And the other people go, why the fuck is PJ Gallagher at my RTA? I think I'm concussed.
The whole thing was weird. Like, you know what I mean? But it was brutal, man.
It was very bad.
Anyway, once everyone's all right, that's the main fucking thing. Once everything's all right, blah, blah, blah. But then it suddenly dawned on me, I'm the only person that's down a car. And I wasn't even in the fucking crash. right? I'm the only one that lost the car. Because I, yeah.
Because you want to take my car.
Yeah, because I was there. Like, in fairness, I have a motorbike, so I don't need a car. Mm. I'm not gigging anymore, so I don't have to drive. Like, I actually have no need for a car in my life at all. True. At the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't have a need for it. It's just sitting there. So,
thank you, Corona.
Yes, thanks, Corona, for limiting my life to the point that I don't need to drive. So I said, just take my car. And then it was, everybody drove off. The other two cars were still drivable. Elaine's wasn't. She drove off in my car, and I was like, oh, yeah. How the fuck am I the only person left at the scene of a road traffic accident that wasn't in it?
And
that
shaking.
Doesn't have a car. I don't have a fucking car now. And everybody else is after driving home. Like, everybody that was involved in the crash drove home. And I had to walk back with the dog.
Wendy was okay.
Wendy's all right.
I love that you were like, Wendy was okay.
Wendy was
like,
all
how right. Is Elaine? Is she okay? The shock is, and genuinely, the shock is very bad. Like, yeah, those things, the adrenaline is gone. But today,
you're out for a nice walk on a sunny day, and then next thing you're bouncing along the road. Terrifying shit. Terrifying shit. Yeah.
Well, look, but that's Wendy's what insurance right. is for, but Wendy's.
But Wendy is all right. Yeah. And Elaine is all right. Thank fuck for that. Oh my God. Yeah, but it's
so now you've no car.
So now I have no car.
So say this way where you're not getting McDonald's.
So I can't go to the drive thru.
Yeah, you can.
I can't.
You can go to drive thru in a car. I've seen people walk through fucking drive thrus.
You can't walk through a drive thru.
I have seen people in Nookrove walk through. Walk through. Or get an Uber Eats.
What is it then now?
Get an Uber Eats to your gaff.
Oh, I keep forgetting that's a thing.
It's still warm. Don't even ask me again because you're going to go, is it warm?
I keep forgetting that's a thing.
But you could, I've seen loads of motorbikes go through McDonald's drive thru.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You can't go. What do you do with a drink though? Where do you put the drink?
I don't get a drink.
Fucking point of it then. Yeah, I mean, what, you need the whole pack and you have to get one at a petrol station. Like some sort of Philistine.
No,
like
that won't work. But anyway, because I had to order 200 straws on Amazon last week.
Mental. Are you really still doing that?
I ordered 200 straws on Amazon last week. They arrived. And then Joey literally went the other day. He was like, he was drinking something. He goes, the straw isn't great. And I went, they cost about £2 on Amazon.
Would you not just buy metal straw?
I don't like the feel of them. I think I have sensory issues. I don't like the feel of them in my mouth. Although it's
the metal ones.
Yeah.
I did not. Oh, yeah. There's no pleasing you then. You have to. You're just going to keep on carrying on with the environment there.
But that lady from the scientist, she said, no, don't do that. And I got skinny ones that don't really upset the turtles that much.
Yeah.
If my kid goes mad and starts melting stuff down, we've loads of plastic for him in the gaff.
True enough. Yeah.
Or
true
I
enough,
go
yeah.
mental the way things are going at the moment. Googling fucking vasectomies.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. Are you getting Joey's willy cut off?
They don't cut the willy off.
Oh, they just take the balls off now, is it?
No, I don't think they even take the balls. I think they just they snip where the sperm comes from.
Oh, now, you're going to get the real fancy one then. Well, I mean, you're going to get the real fancy
one. I don't think Joey's that into letting me take his mickey off. I'd say he probably, at the moment, probably feels like pulling his own mickey off himself, not in the
actual... Sure, he pulls the mickey off himself. Whatever it feels like. This is fucking terrible, talking about a man like that. That's fucking terrible.
It's not mean it like that. I just meant in pure fucking, I'm never going near her again because she's a fucking dose. I'd say that.
Yeah.
He's I keep it out of harm's way. Rather than my... Anyway, we won't go there about my husband. But anyhow.
Right, so he's not getting his willy removed.
But
you're looking
removed.
Into getting the vasectomy. You're looking into getting the job done, yeah. For safety's sake. You have enough now.
Yeah, but loads of people...
You don't
want
to be pregnant for another 2 years.
Loads of people said to me, apparently, there's this real dip after, like, the danger zone of getting pregnant, that they've ended up pregnant with a fourth baby, and I was like, I'd be jumping off. But I mean, but not, the house probably isn't that high to do enough damage, really. I'd probably just break a leg. But I didn't realise, A, how long sperm lasts.
It's like the virus, like coronavirus. It's like the coronavirus.
Lightning spermed.
It is.
The sperm dies off. The fucking coronavirus doesn't.
I don't know, but there's still more humans than there is coronaviruses.
True. I get what you're saying. You're when they procreate.
Well, I don't know. Just the sperm. It's a toxic thing, isn't it?
Oh my God. Do you know, like years and years and years ago, right? Me and my pals still completely take the piss out of this. I had to get the morning after pill, right? So this is before, because we had such bad sex education, right?
Oh, yeah, it was no. Yeah, it was so, all
like,
holy
obviously,
God,
it looked at a person and like there was sperm involved, and I was like, fuck, I'll be pregnant. Right. Anyway, went to the early learning centre. Definitely didn't go there, which fucking was a learning curve. But the nurse showed me a picture of a teaspoon. Did I tell you this before?
She
had a map of Africa and a teaspoon. She went, sure. A teaspoon of sperm could populate all of Africa. Now, if that isn't fucking cross your leg shit, I don't know what is. I was already terrified of boys and sperm. And like, there was no one coming near me anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think I looked at somebody and like thought that I was pregnant because my sex education was so bad. But like, I genuinely believed, and me and my mate still take the piss of going, do you remember the teaspoon?
And what the fuck was she trying to do?
Like, she's basically
trying to scare you.
Quite literally scaring the sperm out of me.
You want to try? What was she trying to suggest? That you are possibly going to be pregnant with
like a million babies?
Well, more than a million.
Well, she was saying about how, I think she was saying about how toxic sperm was. But sure, like everybody knows, people go for a fucking swim, you get pregnant. Like
Well, who does? Yeah, who hasn't that happened to?
You know,
who hasn't that happened to?
Here we are.
I think it even happened to me a couple of times.
I think that Joey just left it in the shower.
That's what it might have been.
And here we are, Baba number three. But yeah, so I didn't realize that you have to. It's a couple of weeks. To stop.
I'm telling, it's like coronavirus. You get a second wave. You go in, you get the snip, and then So you'd be there going grand. Your balls are doing their stuff. The little factories, you know, producing. Your willy's basically the chimney for the factory. That's what it is, right?
Right.
Everything's being made downstairs, and then it goes up the chimney and out into the atmosphere, whatever, right? And then you know, but like the virus, you get the snip. But the factory has a surplus.
They go into mass production.
Yeah, they do. They've told
the lads that they're being made redundant.
And then it goes into the closing down sale. So they're churning this shit out at an even higher rate for a little bit of time.
Get as much damage done as they possibly can. I'd be fucking pregnant with twins by March.
I'm telling you, so you have to be, the stuff is there for a while.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I thought you just snipped. Like, I was like, if I got it from for Christmas present, he went in over the Christmas. Apparently they do it over a lunchtime.
No, it's like a fridge. If you unplug the fridge, you can still eat the ham tomorrow.
Right.
It's still there. You're not, just because you unplug the fridge doesn't mean the ham is gone. So you got to be careful. If you're going to, you know, I mean.
Well, that's, so I'm learning all. In fairness though, again, I reiterate how bad our sex education was. So there was a thing on, we were watching Gogglebox Ireland, which I'm mad into as well. Because it just, like, although there's one or two people on that show that are purposely talking up for the cameras.
Yeah, like, probably, yeah.
But some of them are real funny.
Well, I'm sure you see probably the thing that they probably weren't doing that at the start, and then they got used to themselves, and now they're sort of in performance mode a little bit.
I saw on that Chris Hughes was on it with his brother, and his brother was diagnosed with testicle cancer or something like that. But then they were saying that there was a problem with his sperm, that he wasn't producing sperm. But I had to ask Joey then. I was like, can I ask you a question then? And he was like, yeah. And I went, he was infertile. So I was like, well, what happens? Does nothing come out then? So say if he was...
If he gets the vasectomy.
No. This guy who has cancer, he had testicle cancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Testicle cancer. They checked his semen.
Yeah.
And he was infertile. There was. So I was like to Joey going, but so I took the words shooting blanks quite literally. So I was like, if he interferes with himself...
Yeah.
Does nothing come out?
No,
he was like, no.
Yeah, it does
fluid,
come out.
He ejaculates.
Yeah.
Fluid comes out, but this sperm doesn't. Isn't. Yeah, but I didn't know.
You're not going to be populating Africa, that's for sure.
Yeah, his teaspoon's empty.
Yeah.
But I just kind of went, I just thought when people said they were shooting blanks, I just thought nothing kind of happened. Just nothing came out.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
But you get fluid comes out, it's just the factory's still closed.
Yeah, yeah, just, yeah.
Well,
just.
Hence why we ended up talking about the vasectomy and then realising how long those little swimmers stay in there.
Yeah, good while, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it is. It can be up to, like, I think, they're like depending, 3 or 4 months or...
Yeah, because it's called... Isn't there loads of cases where they've had, like, lads have got vasectomies, wait a couple of weeks, whatever.
You have
then
to
they
send
go back
a sample.
And then the woman gets pregnant.
Yeah.
And your man's like, well, I don't know what you've been doing when she hasn't been doing anything at all.
No, because she's gone through her own situation, basically.
Yeah, yes. Isn't there loads of cases like that? I think there is.
You have to send a sample.
Oh, you have to send to a lab?
To get it checked to see how they're doing. See if the factory stopped production or it's end of
the
line.
Come here, like, this is the
question. I presume you'll have to, but we haven't got that far.
You do the sample in your own, in the privacy of your own home, or do you have to go into, like the TV, where you go in and they give you a Georgia magazine?
We haven't got that far yet.
What do you have to do?
I don't know, but I'll keep it posted next year.
I couldn't do that now. I could not do that. I couldn't. Go.
I
couldn't be going in.
I have to bring urine every time I go to the.
That's different. That's ridiculous. It's not the same thing. I told you that happened to me, friend. Though I remember telling you that before.
No.
My friend was going, like, he was burning on top of his willy a little bit. I told you this.
I genuinely have baby brain.
I told you, yeah, he went to the doctor. He was, you know, because he had a problem with his, you know, with his manly bits, right?
His tip of a Mickey.
Huh? Yeah, well, whatever his problem was, he was having problems with his Mickey, right?
Was it the top of it?
Well, I don't, look, it's not important. It's irrelevant to the story. He was having trouble with his Mickey.
I go into full mother mode there. I know. This morning I was like, stop touching your willy and eat your fucking cornflakes.
Yeah, I think it was like, it was the same thing, a lot of lads have when anything came out of it, it was burning, sort of thing, right? When anything came out of it, it was boring.
Oh, because stuff comes out even if you're infertile.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So the doctor gave him a little tub and said to him, come back with a sample. No, give him a little tub, go to the toilet.
Oh, right, yeah.
And come back with a sample.
Right.
And he was in there for fucking ages.
Right.
Because he had a wank into the cup. He had a wank into the cup. So he came back out and handed the doctor a fucking little cup full of semen. And the doctor was like, what the hell did you do? And he was like, I thought that's what you meant. He goes, no, I wanted a urine sample. He's like, oh my God. And he was mortified. He was in there for ages. He says he was in there for ages. And he said it was really hard to do because he was thinking about, there was like the top people were trying to get in to go for the toilet.
Occupied now.
And he's in there pulling the langer off himself. I'm thinking, why couldn't I have done this at home? And this is ludicrous to be expected to do this. He was all upset and he wanted to complain. And he came out and he handed...
you made me go in there.
He wanted to complain and he handed the doctor a Yeah, he handed the doctor a sample of... See, he had a wank in the doctor's office and the doctor said, no, you have to go back now.
Have a wee. Which is probably hard to do.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It depends what you need. But like, you know what I mean?
But see, that's the difference between boys and girls because between men and women, it's like... Your first port to call after sex for a woman is to whittle.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's not to say. Lads, it's a much simpler system with lads, you know.
Go, come, sleep.
I don't know. You know, different, yeah. As you get older, there's different things happen as well. You know what I mean? It's just a slightly different management system.
Oh, man, how have we got here?
But he was mortified, though. Jesus Christ, he was so embarrassed. Like,
embarrassed for him.
He's sorry he ever told us because it's one of those things that
it's like the teaspoon of semen.
Yeah, it's like one of that. It's like every single time we're all around and people have a few points, it's like, just remember the time you had a wife in the doctor's office. Like, it always comes up.
It does sound like a headline, though, doesn't it? Local GPs
pulling the plug off
himself.
Yeah, pulling the plug off himself.
Anyway, my crankiness has led both of us to want a vasectomy this week. So,
yeah.
I think we're just, but we're,
but
you know,
why not? You've done it. Yeah, you've done it. I know, what do you mean? I wouldn't blame you if you wanted to get all, if he wanted to get all his waterworks removed. I wouldn't blame you.
A Ken doll.
Yeah, you've got enough to be doing. You have enough to be doing now.
So yeah, so that was this week. So I think Joey's at the point where he just goes, okay, at this stage. I think it's at that point.
I think it's not even that much money anymore, is it?
Oh, I have no idea. He'll pay for it. I don't know loads of things. Loads of things that... just like things that happen in my house. I go, these men arrived this morning.
This is a marriage fucking brilliant. I got you. I got to get a present. Presents now. Pandemic presents are like operations.
You used to get push presents. I got a push present for Oisín. I didn't get one for Hannah because we had no money left. We just bought a house.
I've just got a house. Yeah, in fairness, yeah.
How's your mortgage up?
I'm never getting one.
Did you follow anything up with
that? No, I didn't.
Well, then you don't
I've lost my motivation. I looked at the form. Owen sent me this form to get my, what is it? To find out what the bank's thinking of me or something.
A credit rating.
A credit rating, yeah.
It's not that hard.
It fucking is. You want to see the questions on it?
I probably filled it out.
Like, there's questions on it that are completely irrelevant. They're just designed to make you feel bad.
Do you...
Like, there's a question. Like, it literally is, if a train is travelling 300 miles an hour at this speed...
Will you find a porno mag on the tracks?
It's all this shit. I'm like, I have no idea what any of this is. What? You want to see the questions on it? I'll fucking read it to you. I'll read you the fucking questions.
They're not that hard.
And I listened to a podcast with Stephanie Preisner about how to buy a house, right? And everything that's involved in it, right? I'm after Googling the wrong person now. I'm Googling Stephanie Preisner.
She's not going to be able to help.
I listened to all of that. And I swear to God, I'm not adult enough to do this. I can't cope. I cannot do it. And then and now I'm like in such a volatile sort of place, I don't even know how much money I'm making anymore. I mean, I spent £6 on fucking 2 sausage rolls.
Oh,
I don't
true.
Know what I'm doing.
That's not more, that's not doing. Making your mortgage ready.
I had a half a bottle of whiskey, 2 sausage rolls and 5 orange twirls during the week. I don't know
I'd
what
say
I'm doing.
You were back in stomach problem issue, right?
I'm not a bother. No, that's the one part of me that never
oh,
really
thank God
to.
Everything's moving. That's
everything
amazing.
Seems to. I can't even find the email from the man now. What one did he send it to me?
He sent it to your classic hits.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh, I met a girl, by the way, while you're looking that up, I met a listener to the podcast called Joanne in the park yesterday, and she was lovely. She's actually, I talked to her on Insta about my rheumatoid arthritis because I have the body of a fucking 82-year-old. She said hello to me. I met her in the park yesterday and she said hi to me, and then my charming son just turned around and was like, "Mom, stop and talking to everybody." He was cracking. Like, you forget, like, as a child, there is nothing worse than your parents stopping to speak to somebody, like, politely for 2 minutes.
Oh, because it just feels like it's lasting forever. It feels like it never ends, doesn't it?
And I'd already met one of the kids from his class, her mom, on the way around, and we were chatting away. And then lots of people keep looking at my stomach and going, "Oh, your belly's really dropped." And I'm like, well, literally, there was a man putting scaffolding up in my back garden this morning, so I don't have time for a dropped belly just yet.
Are people very past remarkable? Can I ask you that? Are they? Yeah. Are people very past? Is that really a thing?
So I put up a picture. Oh, I had a dress on me for work last week. I bought it. It wasn't like a working with anybody. I bought it and I put it up, and loads of people sent me messages going, is that a maternity dress? Where did you get it? Blah, 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 whatever. So I put up a video going, "I'm not a fashion blogger, but this is the dress." And from that, loads of people went, "Thanks a million," because it's just a Dunn's maternity thing. And well, from that then, the amount of people who passed remark about how low my belly was, and then people asking me, "How many weeks pregnant are you?"
Oh, is that a rude question?
That's not that it's a rude question. I just kind of, I don't know. I don't know what they were trying to reference me off. Like, were they like, is she like elephant? Elephant weeks pregnant? Or like, I was kind of afraid to go, "Oh, I'm 31 weeks pregnant," because then they'd go,
"Oh, do you think people, does it feel like you're being judged a
no,
bit?"
No, I don't think it's judged. I just don't want them to, I just don't want anyone to tell me any, you can't find just any bad news in terms of like, "Oh yeah, you look like you're going to go into labour at any minute." I'm like, well, also, like I had said to my consultant, I was like, "Oh, I wish I'd done my Kegels more. Like, I wish I'd worked harder on my Kegels." And she was like, "There's no point at this stage." She was like, "You can just hope for muscle memory after the baby's born."
Shut up. There's no point.
Well, because I was like, "Oh, I'm trying to do my Kegels now. Like, do you know what I mean?" And she's like, "Yeah, I mean, you can do them." She was like, "But realistically, everything's really low." And she's like, "You've had 2 other babies. Everything's stretched." So she was like, "Just let's hope for muscle memory after the baby's born." Like,
it's like,
she also told me the baby had a big head. Why would you tell someone who's going to push that out of themselves that they have a big head?
I suppose get you ready for everything, is it?
No, I don't want to know things.
Is it not just getting you ready? No, is
it's
it not
like
just
people tell women, like, when they're having their first baby about how horrific childbirth is. Why would you do that? There's no purpose.
I suppose
they're
trying to get you ready, are they?
No,
they're trying to,
because
like,
you mightn't have a
here's
bad.
Here's what to expect.
But you mightn't have a bad birth. You might have an actually grand birth, and it makes fuck all odds. You still have to go in and get the baby out.
Is it competitive? You know the way.
Oh, there's always like women who go, "Oh, I didn't have any medication, and I did it all myself, and on with washing music and on all fours." I am the complete opposite of that woman. I go, "What can you give me? I just can't have gas and air."
It just seems really fucking tough. Every time I see two parents chatting, or you see my sister talking to people or whatever, or even the lads that I'm working with and all. You know, even every time you meet another parent, it goes into, it's like they suddenly are being interviewed.
Yeah.
And what are you feeding him?
Yeah.
Right. And what age is he now?
Yeah, you see.
And how's he gone to school? And how many after or fucking extracurricular activities are they involved in at the moment? Like, it seems like
your first baby, you feel like that about it. But like, I think the more kids you have, the less into that bullshit that you are. Because like, do you know what I mean? Even like down to mad stuff, like everyone, having a baby is like, it's ourselves. Like, everybody has an opinion. Everyone has an ourselves. Do you know what I mean? It's like people will tell you, I think if you have a kid, just do what works. You know what works for your kid. Like, I know what works for Oisin. I know what works for Hannah. And Oisin and Hannah are two very different people. Like, they are like you and I. Like, they're so different. They both had different births. They both came into the world differently. They both fed differently. They both behaved differently. They both slept differently. They both do.
Just completely different.
They're and they still are completely different. Like, I woke up last night. I can't sleep. I keep kind of like dozing off. I woke up last night and Hannah, like a little ninja, had got in between the two of us. And I was like, she doesn't even wake you now, because she knows if she wakes you, you'll tell her she can't come in and put her back in her own bed. So now she just appears. But and it gets so like literally things were so where Attic has been done, and I was saying to Joey, I was like, Oisin, because you can't tell Oisin he's doing something, because then he likes to make the choice himself, where he'll get nervous if you're telling him you're moving to the attic. It'll just become a thing. So we're like, you can stay in your room. It just makes no odds whatsoever. The attic will just be there. But he's like, I think I might want to move there. But I think when the baby arrives, that'll be too much for Oisin and he'll happily go to the attic. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas Hannah's probably in for just a world of pain of coming in, looking at it and just going like... But yeah. Anyway, it's just a weird world we live in.
Yeah.
But when you add a fucking baby in the mixer and childbirth.
I wonder why, it must be so weird. Like, I had the opposite experience. Like when I, you know, because I was adopted, like, and then my sister was as well.
Yeah.
So one day I came home and I had a sister. Like no one was pregnant.
Oh my God, yeah.
And nobody ever told me
so
that I was
pregnant. So how old were you when Stacey arrived?
I was 4.
Can you remember? But did anybody, was there any, because obviously there wouldn't be my conversation about adoption then, but was there any, like, so now, right, all the books or like people will go, you know, are you letting kids know? Like Hannah and Oisin obviously know I'm pregnant because I have a bump in my, and like Oisin wants a boy and Hannah wants a girl. That's all our conversations in our house. I've seen how Hannah treats her dolls. I'm fucking concerned for the welfare of this child. But there's lots of like conversations happening in around the house. And obviously they're seeing bits being bought for the baby. But so you're the same age as Hannah was?
Yeah, well, actually I was 5. Yeah, so 1980.
Okay.
So I came home one day.
Same year I was born.
And there was just a baby in the house.
Stop.
I came home, there was a baby in the house.
Did you come home from school?
I don't know.
How old was Stacey when your mum and dad adopted her?
I don't know. If you, whatever, I don't know. I haven't a clue.
So I don't know how old you, because you were older when your mum and dad got you.
Well, 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, that's, yeah. Is that what was the standard age
I don't
of kids
really
being
know.
Adopted?
I don't, honestly, I don't know. I'd say it was probably quick enough like that. A few months, like whatever. You know what I mean?
6 months is a long time in a baby's world.
Yeah, because I was in foster care for 6 months in Finglas. So I was, yeah, it was 6 months. So I'd say she was around the same, I'd imagine.
Such a long time.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always, until this very moment, I've always seen this a very short time. But
such a long time. In a baby's world, it's such
suppose,
a long
time. I never thought about it like that.
It's funny.
But I literally just came home. I was with my dad. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was with my ma. I came on. My dad answered the door. And he goes, there's someone here to see you. And I went, what? And he goes, there was a baby in a car. I went, who's that? And he goes, that's your sister. And I went, is it? And he goes, yep. Yeah. And that was it.
Do you think because you'd no concept of where babies came from, that it didn't occur to you that?
No, I had no idea. I just had no idea. But no one was pregnant. Nobody even mentioned it. Like it was just one day there was just a baby there.
Yeah, because so did you ever find out how did your mum and dad get you? So I have so many questions now. But how did your mum and dad get you or how did they get Stacey? Because I know that like friends of my mum, they adopted loads of kids and like the nun would ring and go, we have, is there any chance you could have another baby, basically?
Oh,
like,
really? Taken, oh, yeah, no.
I think they had 6 or 7. They ended up adopting 6 or 7
fuck
kids.
That's mad. Now you can't adopt no matter what.
No,
like, it's borderline impossible at this stage.
But yeah, they had I think they just kept ringing her going, we have another, do you want to take another baby?
No, it wasn't like that now. They had to apply and wait and all that sort of shit.
Okay, well, 1980,
1975.
Oh, for you. Yeah, well, 80 then for,
So it was a bit,
they were probably waiting that 5 years to get Stacey.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think the second time was probably quicker.
Can you ask your mum all these questions?
I could do, yeah. I think it was probably quicker, yeah, the second time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And we just didn't talk about, like...
No, instead of anything to anyone, you joke and you still don't.
Yeah.
Still
not?
Not at all. No, not really. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? You don't talk to your family.
I thought that, but don't talk to your family. I didn't, like, I knew a few people who were adopted. Like, our kids on our road, there's 2 kids on our road that were adopted. I thought it was very continental.
You see, I didn't know that anybody wasn't. That was my thing.
I love that.
I went to primary school.
I think that's brilliant.
And Owen, I remember today, he said it, and he basically I was
saying, slagging you going.
Well, no, not at all. No, but through this, we were having a conversation.
Okay.
And then through this conversation, it dawned on me that he was still with the parents that gave birth to him, type of thing.
And did you know that your parents didn't give birth to
Yeah.
you?
I always knew it was
always
happening.
Knew.
Yeah, and I felt sorry for him. I remember suddenly feeling, I remember genuinely in primary school, I remember feeling, oh my God, nobody wanted to take him.
Oh.
No one wanted to take him. And I remember feeling real sorry for him. I was like,
what
oh my God.
It kind of shows how your mum sold it to you.
Still in the gaff that he was made in, I suppose I was thinking, because nobody wanted to take him. I remember, oh, the poor cunt, like.
Oh my God, that's mad.
Yeah. I know, it's fucked, isn't it? Such a weird way.
But I think that's a lovely way.
Quickly after then I realised I was the weird one, you know.
We weren't. That was nothing to do with your adoption.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's mad. I think as a parent, when you start to take the adoption thing in of the amount of women who had babies taken from them, like I can't even allow that into my brain because I would be a puddle. Like,
oh,
just,
yeah, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Like, as in women who wanted to keep their babies and they were like, and my mom would talk about that. My mom would talk about women that she knew who just go disappear and then they come back and their baby be gone. And,
well, that was it.
I mean?
They were sent to the mother baby homes or whatever. Yeah. And
it'd be done by the priest or done by whoever it was done by. Or whoever it was or their families or whatever it was. You know?
Yeah, or even sometimes...
Cursed for having a ride, like.
Yeah, well, I tell you stories about the place that I was born in and the shit that happened in it. And, like, it's fucking horrific. It's actually horrific. It's horrific. Like, yeah. Really horrific. Really horrific.
That's mad.
And the things that are sort of almost the ritualised sort of shaming of the women that were there, you know.
Yeah. And there was nothing
nasty shit.
And that's it. It's very, very dark.
Wasn't everyone's experience of it though. It's such a weird thing to say because, you know, I would talk to, you know, I've spoken to so many people about it since I started talking about it. Like, people come up to me and tell me their story all the fucking time now. And, you know, a couple of women said that they were in these places and they feel nearly guilty because they had nothing, they didn't have bad experiences.
Wow.
You know, that they just remember, and like say, looking back, the whole reason they were there and everything was ludicrous when they think of it now. But that they weren't treated bad, you know, and you start, well, and then you saw someone else who was there, maybe even after they were, and they had a horrific time.
Yeah. I think money's meant a lot, because I know this family, with your big donation, I think
you got looked after. Yeah. I think it was a difference there.
Whereas this family had a big job and they would have been very, very wealthy back. You know what I mean? They're still now, but they would have, so they just kept ringing them to give them babies. Do you know what I mean? Like, they had a lot of babies, like.
Really?
Yeah. And she adored them. But like, and it's such a yin and yang.
Oh, but I mean money from the people, like from the women who went to the home. Like, if your family, if you were one of the pregnant young
girls.
And you had, your family had money and your donation was given.
Yeah, it was helped.
You know, then if that the size of that donation made quite a difference to how you may have been treated.
Okay, yeah,
in some of these
that makes sense. Yeah, it's funny. But and then the flip side of it is that I can only imagine as a mom that feeling of ever wanting a baby and finding out you're pregnant or the loss, you know, and not being able to have a baby and getting like Stacey going home that day, like, or your mom and dad getting you, like. There's no gift like it. Like, I know that sounds a bit like, but genuinely.
I don't know.
Like,
yeah, well,
as much as the fucking.
Trust me, I've been disappointing people ever since.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I have been good since 1975. I have permanently stuck to being a shite bag.
I've been a consistent disappointment since 1975.
Oh my God, hilarious. right, well, we're nearly nearly gone for today. I think with COVID, we just have to keep on the steady scale that we're going. I'm hoping next week I'm going to come back and not be as cranky, but to be honest with you,
I think
we're going into a tough couple of weeks together.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're going to be cranky. I think we're both going to be cranky.
I might Google how long sperm lives after a vasectomy and bring that news to you next week.
Well, it depends.
Or wonder if my teaspoon story is actually legit, or was that just a woman?
That sounds like a fucking ludicrous story. I don't believe that for a second.
Our sex education was so bad.
Oh, so bad. I'll never forget. It was all Holy God. We had a woman came into us and she was just literally, it was all Holy
picture.
God.
We didn't even get a Holy God. We just got a picture and it was all biology. Like, she didn't understand. We were in like fucking fourth class.
Oh, we just
class.
Got told if you touch it, it's a sin. If you touch it, this is going to happen. God is watching you. God's watching you. When
from
you put your
a distance.
Hand, not even from a distance. He's in the room. He's lying in the bed next to you. Keep your hands off it.
He's omnipresent.
They tried to make it as scary as they possibly could. They tried to make it terrifying.
To be honest with you, I might go to the far side of being terrified of sex again.
Yeah.
I think it might work for me, Joey. Until you're fully in the clear. Anyway, on that note, don't forget that you could subscribe to the Dublin podcast in the usual places. But if you go on to iTunes and give us a recommendation, that helps.
Yes, it does.
If you give us stars, I think we bump up the...
We go up the figures or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, right, we'll see you later. Bye now.
Take it easy. Thanks for you again for all.
Bye, 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 bye.
This has been a production of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.